Today is from the book of Isaiah. Do you remember how the worship service opened up? Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of Yahuwah has risen on thee. It goes on to say, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness the peoples. But on thee shall Yahuwah rise, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the nations shall walk to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes all around and see. All of them are brought together. They come unto me. Thy sons shall come from far off, and thy daughters shall be cared for at thy side. Then shall the sea, thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall dread and be enlarged. For the crowd of the sea shall be turned to thee. The host of the nations shall come to thee. And the abundance of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All of them from Sheba shall come, gold and incense shall they carry, and they shall bring tidings of praises of Yahuwah. All the flock of Kedar shall be brought together to thee. The rams of Nebaoth shall minister to thee. They shall go up on my altar with good pleasure, and I will adorn the house of my adornment. Beautiful prophecy of the Lord coming into the world, and everyone who saw the light came to him. It goes on to say, who are these that fly as a thick cloud, as doves to their windows? For the islands shall wait for me and the ships of Tarshish in the beginning, to bring thy sons from far off, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of Yahuwah thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, for he has adorned thee. The sons of the foreigner shall build thy walls, and their kings shall minister to thee. For in my rage I smote thee, but in my good pleasure I had compassion on thee. And thy gates will be continually open, by day and by night they shall not be shut, to bring thee the force of the nations, and their kings may be directed there. What is this story about? Do you know what this story is about? What is this story about? Do you remember another story in the Word where it was dark and the glory of the Lord shone round about them? Let me read you that story. Now you'll know what the story is about. It said, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Do you know what those good tidings were? Yes?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas. This was on Christmas Eve. Actually, Christmas Day, when the Lord himself was born. For it says, it was right, probably late at night, right? Early in the morning. For to you is born today a Savior who is Christ the Lord in the city of David. And this shall be a sign to you, shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. These were just a few of the people who saw the light of the Lord coming into the world. And how did they see this light? As the glory of God. The glory of the Lord shining around them. What is glory? Does anybody know what glory is? Glory is bright light, but it's a lot more than that. Bright light is light, but glory touches something else. When you see glory, your mind is enlightened. You actually understand something new. You see, this is something new. And so the shepherds were afraid at first, because never before had they seen such bright light. And it wasn't just light. It was light in their mind. What kind of light were they seeing? Was it the light of this world? The light of the sun? The light of the moon? No, it was the glory of the Lord. It was spiritual light. Do you ever have that happen to you, when suddenly something shows up in your mind really bright? Or Christmas morning when you wake up and you think the Lord is in this world with you? That's what glory is, and that's what the shepherds saw. And do you notice what the angels did at the end? glory to God in the highest. They gave that glory to the Lord because they knew where it came from. Now, this chapter in Isaiah speaks of the glory of the Lord and how it reached around to all the people. Why don't we pass it on? Take this and look at this. There you go. Want to hold that for other people to see? You can hold that one. I'll hold this one. Show it to the person behind you. This is a beautiful picture of the prophecy in Isaiah. And the first thing you see is the glory above it. All the brightness coming down. And what is this below it? This is called the city of Yahuwah, Zion, of the Son of the Holy One of Israel. And the gates are opening. Do you see that? And all the people from all around the world, from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west, are coming into this beautiful city. And what is in the middle of the city? What is right down there? Do you see the little one, the small one? Yes?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, born into the world. And all the nations from all around, from Tarshish with their ships. See the Tarshish? And the kings coming from both sides. The wise men with the camels and the gifts of gold and incense. All coming to praise the Lord because they saw his glory. And that's something we need to do too. We need to praise the Lord. We need to give glory to the Lord because he came into this world. And we're like one of these nations. We're in the darkness without him. But when we see his light, when we see what he's teaching us to do, we can follow that light. We can come to that light. We can enter into that holy city. It's the Lord's church and it's heaven. It's the Lord's kingdom. And when we're in there, we're safe. And the walls are like salvation, and the gates of praise. And we can see the Lord and see everyone coming to him, that all the good people in the world are part of his kingdom. Amen.